In the event, Harris found the afternoon far from tedious. When they arrived at the corporate offices, Venezia brushed past the little receiving line the manager had put together and stormed through the reception area so fast that Harris got only a glimpse of elegant charcoal gray carpet and oyster gray leather upholstery, a serene vision marred only by the unfortunate puce pottery statuette displayed on a stand. The serenity of the front office vanished behind the first glass partition, where kicked anthill better fit the level and pattern of activity. Actual filing cabinets stuffed with papers, which scurrying minions shifted from drawer to drawer with frantic looks when they recognized intruders. Other workers hunched over desk comps, fingers flickering as they did something, Harris could not tell what, at the speed with which Venezia led them along. Where was she going? How did she know where to go? Behind her, the manager gestured with his still wilting bouquet, but Venezia ignored him. Marta followed Venezia, and Harris followed Marta, and the manager crowded Harris, but lacked the force to push past her. Along a hall, up a flight of stairs, along another hall. Clearly, this was executive territory, still carpeted, with offices opening off the passage and a larger one at the end. That would be the manager's office, Harris was sure. As they neared it, she could read the engraved nameplate. The manager's office, when they arrived, had been cleared for Venezia. Fresh flowers in a hot turquoise and green pot in the middle of the desk. Venezia went straight to his assistant's office next door. There, piled in a heap on a side table, was everything that must have been on the manager's desk, including a family portrait. Here, Venezia paused, and here, the hapless manager caught up. He waved toward the door.
Please, madam, my office is the best we have. It will suit you, I'm sure.
Later!
Venezia prowled the room, eyeing the side table of files, cubes, loose papers. The manager's assistant broke out in a fine sheen, as if someone had sprayed him with oil. His gaze flickered back and forth between her and the screen of his desk comp. He reached out a trembling hand.
No!
Venezia had not seemed to be watching the assistant, but her command stopped his hand in midair.
Get up now, and go out!
Out?
Venezia glared at him. He ducked his head and hunched aside, almost stumbling out of his chair. She moved into his chair herself and addressed the manager without looking at him.
I'm going to assume that the enabling codes specified in the Moraline Codex are still active.
Harris, watching the manager, saw a flush rise up his face, followed by pallor.
Yes, madam, but there are other...
Give them to me.
Harris had heard admirals in battle with less command presence. Stuttering, protesting, the manager finally gave Venezia the codes.
But it will all be so confusing, madam. I have prepared a précis.
Good. If I become confused, I can look at it.
Venezia glanced at Marta.
You're the biochemist. What do you want to look at?
You're going to give me open access to your technical files?
I don't have time to worry about it. It's an emergency. You're the only independent expert. Tell you what, I'll hire you, put you on retainer, and then you'll have to give me a loyalty bond. What's your consultant rate?
You always were smarter than you looked.
Marta named a figure that Harris compared to a large fraction of her own yearly salary.
Contract accepted. I'll need comp access.
Venezia looked at the manager, who had faded to a depressing shade of gray.
Oh, in here, madam.
Marta followed him into his own office. Venezia glanced at Harris.
How are you with personnel files, Captain Serrano?
Harris wondered what she meant. How was she with personnel files doing what? Her face must have been as blank as her mind.
Export-import ratios?
That made more sense, but Venezia shook her head.
No. Just be ready to keep the interruptions away, if you would.
Harris felt silly, demoted from partner to door watch. She looked around. An ordinary office room, large and cluttered. More actual paper than she'd seen in years, including bulky metal files to keep it in. Cube files as well. Cube readers, wall display units, schedules with colored lines all over them. Venezia, when she looked back at her, was hunched over the desk comp, doing something Harris couldn't follow. Harris could just see the flicker of rapidly changing screens, lines of text and blocks of numbers scrolling past much faster than she would have cared to read.
Does this old woman really know what she's doing?
Cecilia was sharp enough, at least about horses and her own investments, but Venezia had not yet impressed Harris with her intelligence. She had seemed far more scatterbrained than Cecilia or Marta. She had kept muttering about pottery. What was she reading so fast?
Aha! He's sharpened the blade for his own throat this time.
What?
It's a mistake to assume that people with artistic hobbies can't think.
Harris blinked. This was exactly the sort of statement she would have expected from Venezia 8 hours before.
Or won't notice.
Venezia went on stabbing at the controls. She had bright patches of color on her cheeks, and Harris realized she was in a considerable rage.
My brothers. Did you have brothers, my dear?
Only one, and he died.
Harris had never really known him. She had been only 5 when he died, and he had been adult.
Friends tell me they can be human, but I always doubted it. My brothers, well, most of it doesn't matter now, except as background for not trusting them. But they've overreached themselves this time, and I'm not going to back down.
Venezia pushed back her chair and went to the door of the other office.
Marta, anything critical?
Harris craned her neck to look. Rafa's aunt didn't glance up from the desk comp she was using.
Only if you want your product to meet contract specs. This is very strange, Venezia. Some of the problem is just your biochemists trying to find a cheap way around a difficult synthesis, but some of it is... could almost be deliberate sabotage. I'm not sure how these changes will function biologically.
Product liability problems?
Unquestionably. You'll have to track the shipments to see how bad it is. And retainer or not, there's no way I can keep quiet about some of this.
I don't want you to. We're going to have to close this facility down anyway, at least for some time.
What will your brothers say? Can you convince them?
The grin on Venezia's face reminded Harris of her Aunt Admiral on the trail of a feckless ship's captain.
I can do more than convince them, Marta. I can destroy them. I have the shares.
I'm impressed. Then why did you let them get into this mess?
Venezia shifted from foot to foot.
I was busy elsewhere. I know that's no excuse, really. It's my money, my responsibility. I should have been keeping track of them. But Oscar, he's so difficult. It was easier to stay away. You're going to say I should have known.
No need. You already know that. What can I do to help?
Be sure you bring along any evidence you'll need. I'll try to secure these files, but you can see how it is. These people will try to protect themselves.
If it would help...
Both the older women turned to look at Harris.
Yes?
If they think I'm an official fleet representative, perhaps that will make them think twice about destroying things. Or, if it would help, I've got a really good scan tech who could probably put military-grade encryptions on them. And someone who could watch the door while he does it.
Perfect! How long before you can get your people down here?
I don't know the shuttle schedule.
Harris refrained from telling Venezia that it was her presence on the other shuttle that had kept them aloft.
It shouldn't take long for the little equipment he'll need.
There will be a shuttle. I'll order one.
Harris was only mildly surprised at the efficiency with which Venezia ordered a shuttle, arranged a secure comlink for Harris to the Sweet Delight, and arranged ground transportation for Harris's personnel when they landed. Some officers didn't look as formidable as they were. Venezia must be that sort. And Bunny, she remembered, had had that uncanny ability to change gears from foolish, horse-besotted Idle Rich to the very effective Lord Thornbuckle. Was it something that came with money and power, or with age, or all of the above? If age was part of it, the increasing number of rejuvenants were going to affect society even more than she'd thought. Marta and Venezia continued to unearth more problems and discuss them. A discussion that went far beyond Harris's comprehension, until Kutsudis, Oblo, and Mahari showed up. Harris explained what Venezia wanted. Oblo looked around the offices.
No problem, Captain. Just how much trouble do we expect?
Not much, really. The damage is done. It's just a matter of protecting the evidence. And they know I represent Fleet. Unofficially, of course.
Of course.
Mahari grinned. She had brought some of the lethal weaponry Harris had bought on the first voyage, and the lightweight body armor under her ship suit was obvious to the instructed eye. So was the military bearing of all three. Kutsudis, busy at the computer terminal, had attached some of his pet boxes.
I've secured the database. It'll snag and log any attempts to delete or alter anything, and lock the guilty terminal.
And I'll just go around and put out a few scanners.
Oblo waggled the duffel he carried.
Good.
The two older women looked pleased, and Harris let herself enjoy it. At least she didn't feel like a useless idiot next to them, although she was beginning to suspect they might not need even this help. Venezia turned to lead the way back out of the building.
I'm thinking of dinner. Did we ever have anything for lunch?
All the way back to the hotel, Venezia and Marta discussed the culinary possibilities of the local cuisine, as if all they cared about was food.